A day after President Trump announced American forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, more than 200 members of Philadelphia's Latino community united in prayer during a church service on Sunday. WHYY's Corey Sharber reports.
The gathering at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul near Logan Square was organized by Venezuelan community organizations to offer a space for reflection and gathering. Maduro, along with his wife, was captured in a U.S. military operation in Caracas early Saturday and has since been indicted in New York on a slew of charges, including narco-terrorism. The International Criminal Court is also investigating Maduro's government for alleged torture, sexual violence, and unlawful arrests. Nelly Jimenez Arevalo, who served on former Governor Tom Wolf's Advisory Commission on Latino Affairs, says she wasn't surprised by Sunday's turnout.
Even in our own differences, we all were very pleased with the fact that Maduro was taken out of the country and brought to justice after all of the horrible things that have happened.
The day prior, some protesters in Philadelphia criticized Trump for focusing on foreign intervention rather than U.S. needs. The U.N. said the developments constitute a dangerous precedent and that rules of international law were not respected. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.